You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. It has been such a beautiful day and a beautiful week. As I was reflecting on what to talk about tonight before I jumped into reading, I kind of just take the time to understand what's going on with the majority of my clients, what I hear all the time. And so I was kind of conflicted tonight if I should teach pendulum work or what most of my clients are going through. So because most of my clients are going through breakups, I really would like to talk about what to do after a breakup. So everybody's experienced a breakup, right? Everybody has gone through this type of heartache in our lifetime, some of us several times before. So how do we heal from a breakup, especially if that love you felt was deep? What if it was like even toxic or abusive? How do we heal? And usually the work always comes down to the same thing. So now these are techniques that I do for myself as well. I don't talk about my personal life on here very often, but I just went through a really hard one back in December. So I utilize these techniques for myself. Number one, one of the best ways to overcome heartache after a breakup is cut cords. Now, if you have never heard that before, every person that we meet, every person we come into contact to, most of the time, we're going to connect a cord of energy from us to them. Okay. Now, when you've been intimate with somebody, when you've shared a lot of time with them, you might have lots of cords. You might have positive cords. You might have negative cords. If you have given them a lot of energy, think about you as being their battery source, the charger. You know, we plug our phones into the wall and charge it. You might be their battery source or vice versa. And maybe at the same time, you're both just sharing energy. We have to disconnect those cords. Now, that does not mean they're going to leave your life forever, but it does mean in that moment, you're no longer going to give them any extra energy, attention, or focus, because we need to bring that energy back into ourselves. We need to come back to heal, back to whole. And that is the first thing I do after a breakup. I'm going to cut cords. Now, the thing that most people miss after they cut cords, disconnect cords, is exchange the energy back. Think about that person, right? That person was the love of my life. I had a lot of his energy. He had a lot of mine. I gave a lot of energy. And when you go through a breakup, if you have exchanged so much energy after a breakup, it's more like they have a piece of your soul, you have a piece of theirs. So that's the best way I can describe it. Well, their energy doesn't belong with me, so I have to give back that energy. So it's not enough to just disconnect cords because you're leaving their energy in you. You have to give theirs back and then reclaim yours. And a lot of people miss that when they are cutting cords. So by the way, I do all this through meditation, through prayer, through visualization. I'll do it through EFT tapping. For myself personally, I do it through hypnosis because I've been doing hypnosis for 12 years. But that is how you do it. Cut cords and exchange your energy back. Okay. Now, when you're going through a breakup, you might have to do this process several times. You know, it's not enough just to do it once because we didn't just share one moment with them. We shared several moments with them. And you're going to have to cut cords probably several times. Sometimes several times a day. Okay. I'm just thinking about the process that I do after a breakup. And this last one was pretty traumatic for me. So I did it many, many times, sometimes several times in a day. All right. So the next thing I do now, this can only work when you are ready. Try not to force this. After that, I go right into forgiveness work. Now, sometimes it's harder for me to forgive. It's harder for me. It takes me longer to forgive than I would like to, especially when it was trauma, especially when it was betrayal, like I just went through, right? When I finally can get to the place, what I do is I go right into the thankfuls. What am I thankful for that person? Now, I'm not, I'm not going to talk about the good memories yet because I wasn't ready, but I am thankful for the opportunity of healing. I am thankful for the opportunity of growth. I am thankful for the opportunity to learn the things that I learned through the process. And so, you know, if it weren't for that traumatic breakup, maybe I wouldn't have done a bunch of hypnosis on myself or learned how to work my abilities even deeper, right? So I can be thankful for things like that. Thank you for the opportunity to heal. Thank you for the opportunity to grow. Thank you for the opportunity to learn the things that I needed to learn, right? Maybe you're just learning what you do not want anymore and exactly what it is that you do want. You know, mine in particular, I hit the ground running with my business and I'm just so excited because I really worked my business very hard. My abilities have increased. I just won an award in the state of Idaho for the best hypnosis in the whole state of Idaho, which is so cool. And I feel like, you know, maybe I wouldn't have had that much experience if I wouldn't have taken the time to do my healing right after that traumatic breakup, right? I'm going to put a pause on that for right now. I believe it was Alita.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What can I help you with tonight?
I just want to just an overall reading. I been through some hard times job wise, and I just recently landed on my feet in September, and so I am cleaning up financially. So I just want to just some information to see what you see, if I'm on the right track or is this job, you know, I might actually enjoy my job, but I just want to see what's in the future.
Yeah, of course. Alita, will you please tell me your birthday so I can tune into your energy more?
2/10/1974.
Perfect. Okay. So yes, of course, you're on the right track. I do feel like this job opportunity you have is just a stepping stone. I do believe in the next like 3 to 6 months that you're going to have a different opportunity coming in that will be more income for you. What I would recommend that you do at this current time, excuse me, is to make sure that you are what I call cutting cords of energy to the past experiences, to the past places you've worked at, and maybe anybody from your past in particular. It really looks like you've been kind of dragging some of this negative energy in with you, or even if it's just fear-based stuff, not feeling like you're good enough, things like that. Just really need to clean up some of that energy. And then, of course, you're on the right track right now. However, I do see something more coming in about 3 to 6 months. I lean closer to the 6-month mark for something with more income. But there is something really heavy in your energy still. It's like the past is being dragged in with you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, a couple of past job experiences wasn't great. And I kind of, when I approach new jobs, I kind of cautious. Yeah.
Yeah. So like what it looks like, what it feels like is people who were not very kind, people that made you feel just not good enough, I guess. They didn't see your value. I just see them as almost like adult bullies, extremely rude. And I don't know if that's how they treated you or if that was just their energy, but it's been, yeah, dragging with you. So I would clean up that energy. The next thing I would do is when you are ready, if you need higher income, if that's something that you're really looking for, when the time comes, please make a list of all the things you want. And out of the next job, you know, how you want to feel, how you want to be seen, how you want to be treated, the hours you want to work, the income you want to have, and just start visualizing that because that will come. Now, when I'm looking at other things in your energy, there's something going on like in the energy field of like when you were in your teenage, early 20s, have you not done very much healing for yourself for your younger years?
No.
Okay. Is there anything preventing you from doing that, or have you just never thought about it?
I just haven't really thought about it.
Okay. There's just some stuff that's coming up from those younger years of like low self-worth, not feeling good about yourself, not liking yourself, that I would really like you to clear up. And it just seems like that's kind of been your pattern for you. People come in and then a lot of people just don't treat you as well as they should. And I know that it's just a vibration you've been packing with you. But the rest of the stuff that I've seen, that I can see, you have done such an amazing job overcoming so many difficult situations. And I don't think you give yourself enough credit for that. You really have overcame so many things. And it's nice to see that you're receiving blessings now. You know, you really have come such a long way. So I'd like you to give yourself some more credit, because you really have been an amazing person to push forward so many times in your life and still have that compassion that you've been able to maintain throughout your life. Do you have questions?
No, everything you said is right on point. I don't give myself enough credit. I don't celebrate things that I should. I am constantly taking care of other people. Yeah.
Well, when you start to work on those things and you start to understand how amazing you truly are, and you can get rid of some of those past traumas and that past negative energy, you will see even more blessings come through. What I tell my clients to do is make a list of all your accomplishments. What are some amazing moments in life? Or, you know, maybe even those blessings that you received out of nowhere. Also, I like to make a list of where I used to be compared to where I am now. You know, for me, it was more like I was a single mom with four children. I lived in low-income housing. I started my own business as well as having a job and was able to move into a house and afford it when other people considered it expensive. And then I went to school, and then I went to seven schools, and then I started a different business and opened a shop. And there's all these moments of growth in between all those challenges. Then I'm able to look back and see, this is where I came from. This is what I've overcame. This is where I am now. And it's a way to get you to move from that negative energy into a positive energy, so you can see yourself in a positive light. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. What type of cleansing you suggest I should do or try to do?
Say that one more time for me, please.
What type of cleansing you suggest I should do to like remove this energy?
Yeah. So do you do any type of protection, like energy protection for yourself right now?
No, I need to go and find some crystals and stuff, because I am into that stuff of having things. I have some stones and crystals around, but I have to find some that's specific for me.
Yeah. Oh, I wish you were close by, because I own a crystal shop. So I would help you.
That's nice.
What I do for myself is I can sit and visualize. You can pray, you can meditate, whatever you want to do. But I like to go in and I'll do it with you right now. Let's think about that last job, maybe the last two jobs where people just were not very kind to you. They didn't treat you like they should. They made you feel like you weren't good enough. Off the top of your head, first thought that comes to your mind, what color is that?
Black.
Black, yes. Hey, again, first thought that comes to your mind, where is that black located in your physical body?
Like the top of my head.
Yes. Are you ready to release it?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want you to visualize that we're going to pull that out at the top of your head. Just pull that black like a string, like a rope, like energy, like however you visualize it. And if it feels like it needs to come from any other place, out of your head, the back of your neck, your throat, it looks like it's in your throat because you didn't speak your truth, right? Wherever else it needs to come out of, you're just going to pull it out. There you go. Good job. Take a breath. Okay, it's moving down into your chest right now. What color is it?
Right now it was blue.
Okay. And is it going, is it just in your chest or do you feel it going down more into your belly as well?
I feel it going down towards my belly as well.
Me too. Are you ready to release it?
Yes.
Go ahead. All right, let's pull it out wherever you need to pull it out of. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. Just go ahead and pull it out. And you can say things too, like, this is no longer my energy to hold on to. I refuse to hold on to this energy that makes me feel gross, icky, held back, not good enough, whatever it is. I no longer need to hold that. That's not mine. I choose to see myself with love and light and a higher vibration. There you go. All right, take a breath. Now, what color heals all of that?
Now I see red.
Yes. Okay. If red is the color that's going to heal that, I want you to imagine that beautiful color of red. And we're going to go ahead and put it back into the top of our head and allow that red to fill up our whole body, the face, the throat, the chest, the heart, the lungs, going down into the belly, down your arms, to your fingers, that beautiful color of red, that healing of love and kindness and patience and gratitude and compassion down your back, letting it brighten up all the cells, the spaces between the cells, every part of you, down your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet, and allow it to form in a big, beautiful bubble going all the way around you. There you go. Now you can do that to every emotion that you feel. You can do that to your anger, to your sadness, to your loneliness, to your disappointment. Whatever it is that you feel when you sit down to do your healing or protection, pull that out, acknowledge it, and then replace it. And I do like to talk to mine frequently. I do bless mine with love and light. I no longer need you. I bless you with pure love and pure light and let it go and then fill yourself back up. Does that feel a little bit lighter?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, good. Well, I would encourage you over the next few weeks to continuously do that. Now, sometimes one time is not going to cut it because you might have experienced the same emotion several times, right? You're going to have to do it several times sometimes. But that's how I would do that. Now, there's tons of other tools of protection that you can do. Egg cleanses. I like egg cleanses. Sound music. Just deflecting any negative energy, putting a bubble of light around me and pulling it all out and deflecting people's projections, judgments, and, you know, opinions. But just practice those few things for the next few weeks. And when you're ready, you can get a hold of me again. And then we'll do some more work, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I have Jennifer from Oklahoma City next.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What can I help you with tonight?
Well, for lack of a better ways to say it, I just feel like I'm losing a connection with my own abilities. And here recently, just like trying to really fight to get that back. And I'm kind of at a loss.
Okay, Jennifer, what is your birth date so I can tune into your energy better, please?
It's 7/17. Do you need the year?
Yes, please.
63.
Perfect. Thank you. 7/17. Oh, you've got it. I am proud of you for even being able to do lots of healing work because you have one of the hardest arrows in numerology, by the way. Oh, you got a lot. You got a lot going on with your numerology chart, just so you know. You have a lot going on. I'd love to read that for you sometime, not tonight. So I don't get that you have like lost your ability. The one that you're talking about is, yes, like subsided, but it looks like another one is trying to come in. And so what's happening is because another one's trying to come in and this other one is kind of sitting on the shelf in the meantime, you're so focused on what you think you're losing that you're not focusing on what else is actually coming in. So what ability did you use? I'm going to say used to have, but please know it's still there. Were you able to see and now it's subsided, or what's happening?
I feel a lot. I know I'm empathic, but yeah. I'm also really, really good at reading cards, and I'm good at feeling out people's emotions and moods and rooms, houses, you name it. I'm good at it. Lately, I just feel like I'm
not as connected in the way you're used to.
That connection.
Yes. Okay, but let's shift it just a little bit, just for a little bit. I want you to shift it because you're not losing it. You're disconnecting from it for a moment because they're trying to teach you something new right now. So please do yourself a favor and don't focus on what you're disconnecting from. You're welcoming in something new and you will get that other one back as soon as you can start learning this other one. So they're showing me two things. They're showing me that, first of all, they're starting to talk to you more, but they're talking to you more in thoughts in your mind. Now, you don't always understand that's what's happening. It's like you're having conversations with yourself, but you do a really good job of blocking things out, just so you know. Like, you're interesting because you can like almost push it out. So if you think you're going crazy, you're not. The other thing they are trying to show you is images in your brain. And the images in your brain is more like a clairvoyant kind of ability. So they're showing you images in your brain. They're talking to you with thoughts in your brain that's going to sound like your own thoughts. But you're welcoming in a whole new type of psychic ability. And they're trying to teach you how to read from that. Have you caught on to any of that?
Oh, I call them spidey senses. Like, I have found stolen cars before. I have, like, I know if I'm driving down the road, I know if an animal is going to run out in front of me. So I automatically know to let off the gas. My dreams I'm having a hard time with. I know that, especially my mother talks to me, but it's like the messages are lost.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you're used to, is prophetic dreams and receiving messages that way?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be wonky for many people right now. And that is not because of you. Please know that the dream world right now, that's not because of you. There's actually a huge rip in our polarity waves, and it is causing people a lot of, I would say, mental distress when it comes to dreams. People's dreams are so wonky right now. They are getting out of their body. They're not, more often, they're going to places they shouldn't be. They're having nightmares more often. If they're not used to dreaming, now they're having vivid dreams. It is not you. There is a hole in our polarity, and there's like a rip in the waves of it. So we're getting bombarded by a bunch of stuff that we're not used to. So push that aside, because through this challenging time and this time, this new chapter of your life, you're receiving new abilities. So almost everything that you've previously known is going to shift for a moment while you pull in this new one. So what I would ask you to do is talk to your guides, find somebody that you can read and start practicing. When they ask you questions, what thoughts are you getting? It's going to sound like you. You're going to have to discern what's you and what's not you. And what images are you getting in your brain? Instead of reading cards, you're going to be reading those images instead. And start practicing in that form. And you will pick up on it way faster than you think, because it's been there for quite a while, it sounds like.
Okay.
What other questions can I answer for you?
I will definitely try. Pardon me?
Oh, no, you're going to do it. I said, what other questions do you have for me?
Do you have anything to do with like the spirit world, like talking to spirits or dealing with the spirit world?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Yes.
Okay. I feel connected to that also, but there's a certain spirit that, it's my sister. Anyway, she died hating me. And, mm-hmm. When she died, I loved her so much. And, I feel like she's almost latching onto the back of my neck type of feeling.
Yeah. Your
and
sister,
I'm not sure if I'm right about that. It just feels like it.
I don't see that it's the back of your neck. I'm not getting any visualization about that, but I definitely see her energy is so heavy. And so, when I say dark, I don't mean dark like evil. Okay. But to me, this is somebody who died. She didn't just die like hating you. She just did not like this world very good. She didn't like herself very good. She had a lot of jealousy and enviousness, but she did cover it up a lot with like laughter or getting people to like her. So when she transitioned over to the spirit side, she's been gone for quite a while, yes?
Since 2021.
Yeah. Her energy is just really heavy. She hasn't fully transitioned over to the healing. No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm worried about hurting your feelings if you weren't aware of this. So from my point of view, and
you're not hurting. You're getting it right on. You're spot on.
Okay. Thank you. Then I'm just going to tell you what I see. If
negativity.
I don't have to worry about you. Okay. She hasn't even crossed over yet. She's not even close to it. She does not want to go into the light yet. She needs to go into the healing center before she can even cross over, and she does not want to go. I do believe you're correct that she's still attached to you. It's not just you. Really? 60 seconds. Sorry, my producing manager said 60 seconds. And last time I looked, it was 14 minutes, Dave. Jennifer, I'm going to have to ask you to message me through Facebook, if you can find me, Jenna Lee Wynn, because I've got less than 60 seconds. But yes, she needs to cross over, and she's still very envious. But catch me on Facebook and let's talk about it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You guys, I do not know where that time went. I swear it was 14 minutes and now it's 30 seconds. And Dave, why didn't you extend my time? I'm just kidding. I love my producing manager. You guys, I hope you have a great week. Enjoy the spring weather that we're all having. And I will see you again next Wednesday at 10:30 Eastern and 8:30 Mountain Standard Time. Bye.